Deutsche Welle News.
This is Chuck Penfold in Bonn. Syrian government forces continued their violent crackdown on dissent in the central city of Homs on Tuesday, and it appears to have been the bloodiest day there yet. At least 100 people were killed in Homs and in raids on villages in Idlib province near Turkey. That's according to opposition activists. Those figures are impossible to independently confirm due to a government ban on most foreign journalists from reporting in Syria. Meanwhile, there are signs that Washington is growing increasingly frustrated with the lack of success of diplomatic efforts to end the fighting. But State Department spokeswoman Victoria Nuland said it was too early for the U.S. to consider arming Syrian rebels.
What we don't want to see is the spiral of violence increase. That said, if we can't get Assad to yield to the pressure that we are all bringing to bear, we may have to consider additional measures.
Meanwhile, the International Committee of the Red Cross is continuing to try to get the two sides to agree to a daily ceasefire so that it can deliver humanitarian aid to those in desperate need. The United Nations Nuclear Watchdog Agency has expressed disappointment over a lack of progress made during 2 days of talks in Tehran over Iran's disputed nuclear program. The Vienna-based International Atomic Energy Agency said in a statement that Tehran had rejected a request by its team to visit an Iranian military site. The request came during the second visit of a high-level IAEA delegation to the Iranian capital within the space of a month. The IAEA officials had gone to Tehran to try to convince Iran to address growing fears that in the West, that it could be using its nuclear program to develop weapons. Tehran claims its nuclear program is for peaceful purposes only. Hundreds of demonstrators have again taken to the streets of Kabul this Wednesday to protest against the burning of copies of the Quran by NATO troops. This was the second day of protests that were sparked by the news of the Quran burning. On Tuesday, both U.S. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta and the U.S. commander in Afghanistan, General John Allen, publicly apologized for the incident. General Allen has ordered an investigation. You're listening to DW News. Voters in Yemen went to the polls to elect a successor to longtime President Ali Abdullah Saleh on Tuesday. The election, in which just one name appeared on the ballot, was part of an internationally brokered deal to get Saleh to step down after more than 3 decades in power. The incoming president, Abd Rabu Mansour Hadi, is to hold office for the next 2 years, after which new presidential and parliamentary elections are to be held. The voting was marred by violence in the south of the country. At least 4 people were killed in clashes between security forces and separatist tribesmen who were trying to prevent people from voting. They had called on voters to boycott the polls. The election followed months of anti-government protests. The former managing director of the International Monetary Fund remains in police custody in the northern French city of Lille this Wednesday. Dominique Strauss-Kahn was questioned by police on Tuesday about his alleged involvement in orgies in Paris and Washington involving prostitutes paid for by businessmen. The 62-year-old former socialist government minister had turned up at the police station voluntarily as a witness in the case. He was later told that he had become a suspect. Last May, Strauss-Kahn stepped down from his IMF post after he was arrested in New York on allegations that he had raped a chambermaid. The charges against him were eventually dropped. The German-born founder of the file-sharing website Mega Upload has been released on bail after a New Zealand judge determined that the authorities had seized any funds that he could have used to flee the country. U.S. officials allege that Kim.com facilitated millions of illegal downloads through his company. They're trying to get him extradited to face criminal charges in the U.S. The 38-year-old Kim Schmitz had his name legally changed to .com. His 3 co-defendants had been previously released on bail. A strike by ground control workers at Germany's biggest airport is going into a 5th day. The workers first walked off the job for 2 days last week to back up their demands for higher wages and better working conditions. The company that operates Frankfurt International Airport said the strike forced about 200 of the 1,200 scheduled flights to be canceled on Tuesday. That strike is to continue through Friday. Chuck Penfold, DW News.